The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, our game is so expanded in what we were able to do out here. And I think, you know, we have those core principles and everything else. But, yeah, we're also able to do pretty much anything, especially with our line up front, how those guys look up front. That solidifies everything. And then you have running backs and tight ends and receivers to do it. Those guys make me look halfway decent.
Russell's got his own song now.
Yeah.
Boy, we saw the full Russell Wilson experience yesterday, did we not? We saw him. He was out there. He was interacting with the fans, pumping fans up. Constant movement, constant energy, pumping up teammates, patting teammates, dapping teammates. Then when practice was all over, he's at midfield with Sierra. They're taking pictures, taking care of all their social media needs.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's back up there in front of the press.
Yeah.
Just everything is awesome. It was only day one. We got the full experience.
We certainly did.
And by the way, we saw a really nice throw. That throw where he threw it to Saubert for the touchdown, where he just kind of dropped the arm, three-quarter, sidearm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looked like Patrick Mahomes. You know, there was a time when Patrick Mahomes started making plays, and people were like, wow, that looks like Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Russell could still do it.
I mean, Russell was great. You know, there were some plays where he held the ball, you know, things weren't open right off the bat, held the ball, would have been a sack. There were some of those things that you always look at, but that's part of the process of growth. And like I said, man, there was, you know, to be early in camp and to not have a lot of plays that got stopped because of, you know, illegal formations and the motions weren't right or where they had to say, no, like line up again and do it again. I mean, we've seen that on a consistent basis. We saw it a bunch last year. And we've seen it throughout the years and didn't see a whole lot of that. I mean, they seem to be pretty sharp when it comes to where they were lining up, how they were getting into whatever, you know, whatever formations they were getting into. So I thought that part was good. I thought it moved well.
Next on the Morning Brew.
We want to come out the gate rolling. You know, I mean, it's practice. We're on the field. We want to do every single thing you possibly can. And I think being able to sit back and understand it is a marathon, you know, and it's a long camp. It's a long preseason. You know, I think that's something that I've learned over time is you just can't go crazy in these first couple days. You got to slowly work them into it. You got to be sure that you're giving them enough time to recover because, I mean, the season's different with the 17th game and then the playoffs. I mean, it is a long season. And I mean, I love the season. Don't get me wrong, but it's long. And we just got to make sure everybody's fresh.
Early impressions of a Nathaniel Hackett run practice.
Thought it was great. Like I said, the pace, the timing was short. Like there is something to be said about really going out there, getting your practice done, getting it done with efficiency, quickness, making sure your players get their reps, but get back off their feet. Because as you do this and you go with walkthroughs, you know, it's not 2-a-days anymore, but your legs do, like, there's no way to simulate practice other than the practice. Like, you can run sprints, you can do all that stuff. It's just a different stress on your body. So I love how quick, how fast, the shortness of the practice. I think they were off by, like, they started a little after 10. They were off at 11:40, 11:45, something like that.
Their actual practice time was really only about an hour and 15 minutes when you think about after all the stretching and some of the individual stuff. Yeah, but as far as just real team practice, it was about an hour and 10, hour and 15 minutes. No, it moved. And no water breaks. Remember I said that yesterday? I said, we'll know about whether or not this whole Hackett, you know, it'll move, it'll pace and energy.
The individual time is part of practice. I mean, it's part of...
I know. I'm not really interested.
I know. Well, you need to be interested. That's where the nuance of the game, Michael.
Oh, the nuance.
Michael.
The nuance.
That's where you're actually working on stuff that you're going to do in that team.
What do you think of how after practice was over for the number ones, the backups were over on another field getting more reps in.
Mm-hmm. Because they don't get as many reps.
Well, I know that. Is that something... Wasn't Shanahan doing that kind of near the end where he would have basically two practices going at the same time, where the ones were practicing on one field and the twos were practicing on another field. And he'd go back and look at the stuff that he didn't get to watch in practice, he'd watch in film later.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it sounds like he might have been doing that. I don't think I was covering the team at that point. We weren't doing that.
You weren't doing that.
No, but we were, you know, practicing twice a day, so there were plenty of reps for all.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I mean, I feel like I've grown as a player since then, so I definitely feel, when it comes to the health standpoint, I feel good in that aspect, but I feel like 2018 was four or five years ago now, so I feel like I'm a better whole overall, better person mentally, physically, player and person, so.
No, I was actually paying attention to the individual drills, and I was watching Bradley Chubb. Looks a little lighter this year to me. And
is he yoked?
He's yoked.
Yeah, he's
damn
yoked.
He's yoked.
He's yoked.
You watch him move, and you watch a man that size and the way he moves. And I get it. The revisionist history has been all about, you know, it was a mistake to take Bradley Chubb at number five and all that. If you didn't take him at number five, someone else was going to take him in the next pick or two. You can just see when you watch him why scouts, evaluators, GMs love this guy. And why you're mesmerized by his talent and potential and what could be.
Right.
But yet, the whole time I'm watching him, I'm also wondering, is this the play he comes up lame? Is this the play he, you know, ends up with a little hitch, a little limp? Yeah,
you hope not, right?
You hope not, but you're so conditioned to it. At least I am right now when it comes to Chubb. But wish that guy good health, because if you tell me that Bradley Chubb's going to be able to play 16, 17 games this year, folks, you're going to love what you see from Bradley Chubb.
I think that Bradley Chubb, no, and I've said this many, many times, I think the guy's a great football player. A great football player. And I think, I love that about him. I hope he stays healthy. And to sit there and say, well, that's a mistake, you can't take him there, you know, where you draft him. Listen, he got hurt. There's 100% certainty if you play in the National Football League, you will get hurt. 100%. And so it's unfortunate, yeah. But, like, it was a good pick. It was the right pick, it would have been nice to get Josh Allen. Yeah, but he was probably third or fourth on your list of quarterbacks you were going to take. Unless, you know, you revise it and you go DMAC revisionist history. He was my guy all along, right after Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold Baker Mayfield.
That's just a lie. That's just not true.
Right.
That's not true. Anyway,
it's like the folks that say, "Oh, you couldn't take Quentin Nelson there." I sat with Frank Reich. Frank Reich has told me, like, man to man, you to me, said, "Dude, he's changed the attitude of our football team. He made us a tougher football team." I'll tell you, the Indianapolis Colts, watch out with Matt Ryan.
They're going to be
monsters.
They are my dark horse team in the AFC.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're talking
about monsters.
What? Wow, Fever does not seem to agree with us.
That's because Fever doesn't know.
Oh, Fever doesn't know.
Fever doesn't know. He's a child.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew.